prosecutor says it was the husband. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The husband of a missing Massachusetts mom will be formally charged with her murder as early as this morning.
The continued investigation has now allowed police to obtain an arrest warrant charging Brian Walsh with the murder of his wife.
Norfolk County, Massachusetts District Attorney Michael Morrissey, who says they'll reveal in court some of the evidence that convinces them that Anna Walsh was murdered in the family home. She's not been seen since New Year's Eve. The White House insists it is being forthcoming about the classified documents found in President Biden's home and a former office rented by his think tank.
The press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, says she's limited in what she can and can't say.
I have been forthcoming from this podium, so just to be very, very clear. And look, I've also been very clear about being prudent from here. I was also being very clear about being consistent from here and not going beyond what is currently happening.
Difficulty for her, though, is sometimes she's left in the dark. That should be pointed out. Also, the president avoided shouted questions from reporters about the documents.
Fox's Kevin Cork in Washington. Congressional Republicans are frustrated by the lack of logs showing who visited the president's Delaware home or some of the documents languished for 6 years.
We may have to subpoena members of the Biden family and others who may have worked at the residence to find out who was there. Why? Because we had critical, very highly sensitive classified information there.
It's Louisiana Republican Congressman Mike Johnson. The Wall Street Journal reports the Justice Department considered sending FBI agents to the president's home to oversee the search for more documents, but decided not to. Opening statements are scheduled in San Francisco today in a trial to determine if Elon Musk misled investors with tweets in 2018 suggesting he had the financing to take Tesla private. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Pressure is on Congress to increase the country's debt limit, which the nation will bump into tomorrow. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says extending the debt limit will only come if the White House agrees to spending cuts. The administration says the issue is non-negotiable. Ukraine's interior minister is among 18 people who have died in a helicopter crash.
The State Emergency Service helicopter came down near a nursery school in Brovary, just outside the capital, Kyiv. Among those who died, Interior Minister Denis Monastirsky and his second-in-command, Yevgeny Yanin. At least three of the dead are children. 29 other people, including 15 kids, were hurt. It's not immediately clear what caused the helicopter to come down. Officials haven't made any suggestion of a Russian attack in the area at the time. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
The Justice Department has told a federal court in Texas the death penalty is off the table in the case of the then 21-year-old man charged with killing 23 people at a Walmart store in El Paso 3.5 years ago. President Biden had promised a moratorium on the federal government's use of the death penalty. Some are blaming global climate change, at least in part, for a fatal bear attack in Alaska.
Alaska state troopers say a polar bear entered the far western community of Wales, where it chased several residents before fatally attacking a woman and boy. Another resident was able to shoot and kill the bear, but sadly not soon enough. Fatal polar bear attacks are rare in Alaska. The last one reported was 32 years ago in the northern community of Point Lay. The Anchorage Daily News reports biologists say that bear showed signs of starvation. Yet scientists say as sea ice disappears, polar bears are spending more time on land, increasing the chance of encounters. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.